We're going to save questions until the end, just so that we can get through for everybody in a fair way. And I'm your next presenter. So my name is Danielle Green, and I'm with the Lead Poisoning Prevention Program at the New York City Department of Health. And I have no relationships to disclose. My co-authors on this presentation are listed there, and I have to really thank Donna Patrice and Flor Camilo because they are the staff that has really implemented this project. And as you'll see, about 500 hardware stores are involved in this project, and they have been to every single one and talked to them, and it wouldn't have happened without their footwork. So the way this campaign began was that in 2004, the New York City Department of Health released a citywide health policy focused on what individuals could do to improve their own health. This policy, Take Care New York, listed 10 steps to a longer and healthier life and included step 9, make your home safe and healthy, which was defined by the agency as encouraging New Yorkers to have a home that was free from domestic violence and free of environmental hazards. Yes, we think it was an odd combination too, but it's all about having a safe home. Environmental health hazards include lead poisoning, allergens such as mold and pests, household chemicals including medicines, household cleaners, pesticides, which could all be poisons in the hands of a child, and fire hazards such as cigarette smoking and non-working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Children are more affected by environmental hazards because they inhale more pollutants per pound of body. Their bodies have less ability to detoxify and excrete toxins. And normal early childhood behavior involves crawling, playing on the floor, and putting everything in your mouth. So this is one of our promotional items, and it suggests ways of keeping your home safe. There has been, So the impact of environmental hazards in New York City, just to give you a sense of the scope, is, you know, over 2,000 children with lead poisoning. Almost 1 in 10 children had an asthma attack in 2007, and there's 70,000 calls per year to our poison control center, 40% of which involve children under the age of 6. There's been significant progress in many of these areas. An example here is lead poisoning, where you can see in 1995, more than 20,000 kids had lead poisoning. And as of last year, just over 2,000 children did. And that was the result of many factors, including regulations prohibiting the use of lead in paint, gasoline, canned goods, and other products, window replacements to replace peeling frames, and expanded education, outreach, and early identification of lead poison children. Lead paint and the dust it forms are the primary causes of lead poisoning, and health effects from lead poisoning include learning and behavior problems that can be quite significant. In 2007, a lead paint hazard was identified for 76% of children aged 0 to 18 who had a blood lead level greater than 15 micrograms per deciliter. And over 70% of New York City housing stock was built before 1960, which is the year New York City banned lead paint in residences. And a similar ban was enacted at the federal level in 1978. Lead dust is created by unsafe work practices as well as the normal wear and tear of paint. And this New York City-based case control study showed that children with lead poisoning were more likely to have been exposed to dust from unsafe work practices than children without lead poisoning by a magnitude of 6 times. So basically what we have is most lead poisoned kids were exposed to lead paint. Most apartments in New York City have lead paint, and if you work with lead paint in an unsafe way, your kids are more at risk for lead poisoning. So One of the things that happened was that we updated our Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Act to require owners of multiple dwellings, which is three or more units, to annually identify and fix lead paint hazards using safe work practices in every apartment in which a kid under the age of six lived. And this law is enforced mainly by our housing department. We also had a change in the health code that required stores that sold paint and paint-related products to post this sign reminding workers that dry scraping and dry sanding are prohibited by law. And the sign was developed in English, Spanish, and Chinese and mailed to retail stores along with a letter from the Commissioner of Health and the Commissioner of Consumer Affairs. At the same time, a study from Indianapolis came out showing that most hardware store employees were not able to give customers advice on how to do work safely. So we saw both a need and an opportunity because the health code said the sign had to get out to hardware stores, and we found that hardware stores really didn't know what to tell people. So we launched the campaign to educate the public about home health hazards, decrease occurrences of lead poisoning by suggesting ways to reduce hazards, and increasing the use of safe work practices. And the target audience is retailers, contractors, landlords, homeowners, tenants, and do-it-yourselfers. And the campaign has several components. The campaign began with an initial mailing to over 500 stores in October 2004. We also contracted with three community-based organizations in high-risk neighborhoods to help distribute materials and recruit stores so that there was a community effort as well as an effort at the government level. In December 2004, a press conference took place at one of our early adapter stores, Sisters Community Hardware Store in Fort Greene, which is in Brooklyn. And the owner at the time said that she was participating because consumers need to know there are safe ways and products they can use when repairing and cleaning items in the home. I want my customers to be educated about home health hazards and the steps they can take to work safely. And just take a look at this picture of Sisters because it's important how much stuff they have. Our outreach effort consisted of teams of staff and interns to visit the stores to ask them to participate. And if they agreed, they got a decal that they put in their window saying they were a participating store. When we visited the stores, we asked if they knew about the sign requirement. We explained it. We provided a free sign. And we told them this was an informational visit and that they could take the sign and put it up or not. But if the Department of Consumer Affairs inspectors came by and saw they didn't have a sign, they would be issued a fine. So we were just here to help out, give them a sign. It was up to them. We also provided materials for the stores to give to customers. And that's when we found out that we hadn't planned things exactly right because the stores were very crowded, very small, and every spare space is dedicated to profitability. And if we asked for room for our posters, we were actually reducing their potential income. So we also found that we had these lovely tear-off sheets that you can see there that we wanted to put in your, like, mold removal products and paint removal products and safe pesticides. And we found out that there's no set place in hardware stores for any particular product. So just because we hung them near the paint stuff today, there could be garbage removal stuff there tomorrow hanging next to the sign or a scraper. And we didn't want people using scrapers. So this was not the most effective way to do it. So instead, we developed materials like this. You can't really see, but the brown is paint stirrers and the white are carpenter's pencils, and they all have an imprint that says, never dry scrape or dry sand lead paint, make homes healthy and safe. And the idea was these were things both hardware stores and customers needed. If you've ever bought a can of paint, there's usually something that looks like a tongue depressor that they'll throw in at the last minute, but it wasn't something the store sold. So they were perfectly happy to take our little message and give it out with the paint cans. Similarly, contractors, people doing work, loved the carpenter's pencils, which are just a flat pencil. It makes it easier when you have a ruler and you're trying to draw and level. We also found out that most of these stores don't buy bags. They don't have, you know, a bag with their logo imprinted on it that they keep. It's not something for when you make purchases. It's not something they've invested in. So we bought them plastic bags, and on one side it has the Healthy Homes logo, and on the other side it has this message about how to control pests safely. And we gave it to the stores to use for customer purchases. We also developed baseball caps and T-shirts that the member store employees and managers could wear to show off that they were proud in the of the campaign, and the magnets were used both at store events and educational events. We've had several partners, the community organizations, the housing department, consumer affairs, administration for children's services was also involved in this. And within the health department itself, we've worked with the newborn home visiting programs, the asthma program, the injury program, daycare, to also spread the word. In 2005, we held a focus group with hardware store owners, contractors, carpenters, electricians, painters, plumbers, construction workers, landlords, and residents to see what they thought about the campaign so far. And these are some of the things. The best thing the health department has done to help our community. The booklet is like a Bible for home repairs. And it's very informative. It gives a lot of information about hazards in the house. I bet a lot of people would not know about these things. So it seems to be getting some information out there. So over the course of the 4 years, we visited 500 stores. 97% agreed to participate. We go back to the stores two or three times to check in on them, remind them why they have the sign, educate new employees, give them more materials. They can also always call us and get materials sent to them. So there's been about 1,000 individual store visits, and over 87,000 materials have been distributed. This past year, we added a compliance visit. So we now have a health inspector of our own going out to the stores about 1 to 3 months after a check-in visit to see if the sign is still up. Because, you know, you always have that nagging suspicion. They hang it because you're there watching them, and who knows what happens 24 hours later. So she's been going back to be a little bit more of an enforcement, and she's visited 90% of the stores so far. 17% had gone out of business, which is always, just with the economy and the nature of small businesses, going to happen. And so far we have a 70% compliance rate, which on the one hand is pretty good. On the other hand, considering they're all legally required to have the sign up, it should have been closer to 100%. But it also gives us an opportunity to do a little spot checking in terms of, you know, some of them had the sign up, but it was, you know, down here or up there, or, oh yeah, it's behind that delivery. We just got all those boxes piled up. Well, the law says it has to be visible to the customers. So we would do a little re-education about how to hang the sign. This is the distribution of stores who we are working with throughout the five boroughs. And one of the things that's really cool is that we did target this. We're reaching out to all of the hardware stores. But when you look at where the hardware stores are that are participating, and you look at our map of where our cases of lead poisoned children with blood lead levels greater than 15 are, which are the darker blue areas, you see that they're pretty much the same neighborhoods. So we're getting the information out to places that need it. And we're using this method to educate about other issues too. Recently, another law was passed that said that if you're going to put pesticides on your lawn, you need to put signs up to inform your neighbors. And stores that are selling these large area pesticides have to hang a sign up informing people that they have to hang a sign up. So the integrated pest management people made this sign, and they've given it to our staff to distribute when we go to the hardware stores and just, I know, not everyone thinks there's green in New York City, so that's a picture of a lawn. And we've been distributing it. It turns out that not that many of the paint stores also sell the lawn products. So right now, we visited about 120 stores, and 7 of them actually had the product that required them to post this sign. So now we're looking into other types of stores we should be visiting. So in summary, we found this a very good way of engaging the community and the business community in working on home health issues. And, you know, hopefully in the next year I'll be able to look at how knowledge changed among the workers, which would be the next big question for this. Thank you. Our next presenter will be presenting two presentations back to back. She